Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up,
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Boom. Happy Monday, everybody. It is Josiah here. Ellie is away. Yeah, that's right. You heard it. Ellie is away, which means I did a whole show of this.
I'm riding solo.
Yeah, the lucky girl. She's on a flight to Albania. That's where I'm going soon. Over to Europe. Very lucky girl. So I am solo. So you're going to have to put up with me for the next 2 weeks, guys. 2 weeks of just me. What's this music for? Because Ellie's on her way to the Greek islands as we speak, and I can just picture her dancing to this. Anyway, enough about Ellie, more of me. Actually, no, should be less of me because you guys are about to hear a lot of me. That's what the whole show was. I did a few things. I spoke about Orlando Bloom, Miranda Kerr, Katy Perry, their little weird trio thing that they've got going on. What else? Riddle Time. Meet Me in the Riddle was back today. And also Boss Benny joined me for an important chat about something that I saw in Shepparton over the weekend. So enough about me because you're about to hear that for the next, I don't know, 10 or so minutes. Let's go. Just got a text. Sorry. Probably should turn my phone off. That's rule radio number one. It's my gym trainer saying I have to do arms today. There you go, guys. Little insight into my life. Well, I'm off because I'm bored of my own voice and I'm sure you are too. Bye.
Are we ready?
The catch up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
With Ellie away, I thought it would be time to replace her because who wants to hear just me? You can obviously hear now I'm struggling already. So I thought I'd introduce our first of many co-hosts, and that is Tiff from Benalla. Tiff, good morning.
Good morning, Josiah. How are we?
I am going well. Now let's do a little get to know you because let's be honest, I want you to replace Ellie. Like we love Ellie. She's good at her job. Don't get me wrong. But while she's gone, and potentially if you do a better job, you might take a job as well.
Yeah, well, that'd be great.
Now, we've had you on the show before because you were on the dating show. Is that right?
That's right. I was on Take Me Out last year.
That's right. Take Me Out. Did you end up finding love from that show?
Not from that show, but since then I have. So
Look at that. Do you reckon it was because of your profile that you made from the TV show?
Oh, for sure. He was only with me for my fame, you know. Oh.
Well, let's be honest, Tiff. Everybody knows you anyway, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask you a few questions here and let's see if you are a better co-host than Ellie. So first of all, I'm going back to my MSN days. Do you remember what ASL means?
Age, sex.
Location?
Location. That's it, yeah.
Oh, I don't know your age. Do you want to disclose that on the radio or?
I'm 26.
Good answer. Younger than Ellie. I like it. Tick. You're a female like Ellie, so tick as well.
Yeah, well, she's, you know, getting a bit old, so it's time to move her on.
Good. I like your attitude. Your location, obviously, you're in Benalla. Now, tell
Benalla?
Me, Tiff, why do you reckon you'd be better than Elliot, my co-host?
Well, I mean, I've already been on TV, so it's pretty much the same, but I don't have to do my hair and makeup in the morning.
It's very true. Well, how dare you, actually, Tiff? Have you seen me? Have you seen me in the mirror? I've rocked up looking like I've put my hair and makeup on this morning. Radio is all glitz and glamour. You should know that.
Oh, is that right? Is that right?
As I said,
I don't know. You need some fixing with that man bun. Oh. That's an issue.
All right. What would you bring to the table? What would you bring to the table that Ellie wouldn't?
I think that I'm a local, so I think I know the area a little better, know the people a little better. You know, people might relate to me a bit more than Ellie.
What's your reputation like in Benalla? Does everybody love you?
Of course.
Is there any haters out there?
How could they not love me?
Good. I like it. You're very confident like Ellie is as well. If you join my show, right, are we going to have haters in Benalla or does everybody love Tiff?
I mean, you're always going to get some haters, but haters going to hate. And I mean, I feel like once you have a hater, you've made it.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. I've got
heaps. Like Justin Bieber has haters.
Yeah, and I have heaps of haters as well, just like Justin Bieber. Josiah and Justin Bieber, same person.
Totally.
Hey, Tiff, let's see how much you listen to my show because you know what I mean. Like, you can't really take a job unless you're a huge fan. What's your favourite segment that I host on the show?
I do like Alpha Bucks because I like money.
Yeah. Well, that's your first mistake. If you want to be my co-host, you can't like money, Tiff.
Oh, right. Yes. I might do a side job because I've got a YouTube channel, so I can just do that on the side.
So tell us about your YouTube channel. What do you do on there?
So I do makeup, beauty, lifestyle, but I kind of do reviews, like no BS reviews. So don't take myself too seriously. I sort of just take the out of myself.
Yes, I know that word, and thank you for not saying it. You're already...
Yeah, I tried really hard there.
It's your first tip to be a radio host. So tell us about, like, yeah. do you have heaps of fans on there? Are you going to bring popularity to our show?
Well, I'm quite a small channel at the moment, but, you know, continually growing. So, yeah, maybe we could, like, get some fans both ways.
Oh, I'm going to take a sneak peek at our, when we get off the phone. What's the name of your YouTube channel?
Tiffazz, so
T-I-F-F-A-Z-A-Z. A-Z-Z. All right, well, I'll have a little peek in Goulburn Valley. Go give some support to a good local girl. Hey, Tiff, you haven't got the job yet, but consider your entry taken, okay?
All right, great.
I love it. Thanks for joining us this morning, and shout out, how cold is it in Benalla this morning?
Oh, mate, if I could swear on the radio, I would. It's freezing.
Yeah, I feel like you like to swear a lot, Tiff. Is that...
Well... That was a warning from all my friends saying that you need to, like, tone it down and not swear on the radio. Make sure you don't. Even my mum said it this morning.
Don't swear, Tiff. No, you did a good job. Your application has been taken. Good luck, okay?
All right. Thanks, Josiah.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
No, I do want to talk to you, though, about something I saw over the weekend. I was, remember a couple of weeks ago, you definitely remember it because I was in your office whinging about it a lot. I lost my phone, wallet and keys.
Yeah, I do.
I'm one of those guys that just won't give up. Very stubborn. I'm like, I keep searching and searching for it till I'm going to find it.
He sat in my office and was like, I've lost my life, man. Like, you looked like a shell of a bloke, didn't you?
I was emotionless, I reckon, for a week till
can't
I slowly...
Can't get on the gram. I don't know what's going to happen.
I haven't been on Instagram in 2 weeks. I've probably got thousands of followers on my personal Instagram. I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know, exactly. My life's just falling apart, Benno.
So I was in Maud Street Mall in Shepparton. I went down one of those alleys on, what was it, Saturday morning, trying to find my stuff. I don't know why. I'm just going everywhere I can find now, right?
Fair cool, because you don't really know where it went or what happened to it or who might have nicked it or whatever.
Exactly right. So I went for a walk thinking maybe it's under one of the bins or something like that. And as I'm down there, I bump into this lady. And I said to her, oh, hey, how you going? She's like, good. She kind of looked a bit frazzled. I said, hey, sorry, this is random. You haven't happened to seen a black bag anywhere, have you? Because it's kind of got, if there's any way I can get in touch with you, I'll let you know. Or if you want me to help you find it, let me know. She goes, I actually spent the night here and I haven't seen anything. I said, sorry?
Pardon me?
Yeah, and she goes, no, I slept the night here. I was like, what do you mean slept the night? Like, it's a concrete alley. She's like, oh, this is my home.
Oh.
And I was like, what? I was like, hang on, so you slept here? And I felt bad because I had nothing to offer her because obviously my whole life had been taken from me. I don't have a wallet on me. I didn't have anything. I felt like offering her something and it broke my heart, Benny. Like, she was middle-aged woman. And I'm thinking right now outside, she's probably still out there. It's -2 this morning.
Yeah, I actually walked in this morning and, we're very lucky to just have a roof over it. It's really, when it's cold like this, that would be awful to sleep in.
I know, and I whinge over things like when our windscreens is frozen over.
Yeah, I know.
And we have to defrost it.
We've got to start, yeah.
I know, and to think that there's people out there that are actually out there sleeping in it, Benny. We're so lucky.
Well, a couple of years ago, I jumped on this sort of stuff and tried to help out for the radio show that I was on. And it's so hard the way that some of these guys actually do it.
So what you were telling me that you once just then during the song that you stayed overnight, is that right?
Yeah.
In the cold to raise awareness?
Yeah, so this was over in Albury-Wodonga. We decided to just basically get behind the local homeless. I actually tried to raise some funds for them. And so part of the initiative that we did was actually we'd sleep out and do it.
Did you do it in winter?
Yep, and I'm happily will sit here and say that it was really emotional and it was awful. I hated it.
Did you sleep?
No, of course not.
How cold did it get at night?
It was around this time of the year, and Wodonga's got similar sort of weather as Shepparton, and we were no sleep. I was frozen and the thing was though, right, that every noise, so like didn't matter whether it was a car, the wind or the bushes, you were just constantly on this edge. That's how I was anyway.
Of course you would be.
How do you sleep?
I don't know. That's the thing. And I felt like her. I was looking. She didn't have a bed. She didn't have anything. So she would have just been on the concrete floor. It did rattle me, I'll be honest. I remember last year on the show, Ellie and I did a story on, it got announced, the homeless statistics in regional Victoria. Shepparton tops that list.
As in what, the number one?
We're number one. We have over 300 homeless people here. We're a town of 50, 60,000, right? Beating out places like Geelong with 250,000 people. You see these people on the streets everywhere when you go to Geelong or places like that. There's bigger towns, Ballarat, Bendigo, yet we're number one. I honestly find that the most disgusting statistic that we could have.
Is there, and not to put you on the spot because you probably might not know the answer, but is there any reason as to why?
I don't know. I don't know if it's the way we've, you know, been brought up or what it is.
What's caused that? If you're looking at, like, you know, population ratios, Geelong versus, say, Shepparton, you would, you know, for us to be higher based on that.
And that's in numbers. That's not per person. So I'll do some research into it today, Benny, though. I'd love to get someone on to have more of a chat maybe tomorrow on the show. So 13, 12, 16, if you do have any more details on that. But, yeah, watch this space. Hit us up as well. Hit GV on Instagram or hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook page.
Are we ready?
The catch up with Josiah and Ellie.
Ellie is away. I am solo. She's on holidays, guys. Not sick. Don't worry. What you do have to worry about, though, is when I talk Hollywood stories. And this morning, I want to talk about Miranda Kerr, Katy Perry, and Orlando Bloom. Now, both girls, obviously, Miranda Kerr was married to Orlando Bloom. They've got a kid together. And Katy Perry is now dating or engaged, I should say, to Orlando. Now, you know Katy Perry from her latest single. Did you know, though, that Miranda Kerr is also, we know she's obviously a supermodel, a recording artist herself? Have a listen to this song she brought out a couple years ago.
You are the queen.
Oh, when push comes to shove.
Yeah, haven't heard that song? There's a reason for that. Terrible. Anyway, what I do want to talk about is Miranda Kerr's posted a photo over the weekend of herself and Katy Perry hanging out at the launch of a new skincare range. So obviously Orlando Bloom now with Katy Perry, his current fiance in a photo with his ex-wife. Am I shallow-minded in thinking that that's a little strange? Like, I'm all for being acquaintances and being nice and being, you know, civil with them. But to hang out to the fact where you're putting Instagram photos up and hanging out and going, what did Miranda write? Thanks for shining bright with me, Katy. Sounds, I feel like she's patronized it. Thanks for shining bright with me. So Miranda Kerr's obviously moved on as well. Like things do move on. Times do change. Obviously that's what it was. So I want to talk about this morning. 13, 12, 16, you're still friends with your ex. Friends with exes. I'm not one that really quite gets it. I have good relationships with mine. I've never had a bad relationship with one, but I'm not there begging for coffee or wanting to hang out with them or wanting to go for a drink or posing on Instagram with them. I feel like that's taken a bit too far. Am I shallow-minded? 13, 12, 16, are you still friends with your ex? Obviously, when people have kids and stuff, it changes it all completely. Like, it's a total different story. Help us out this morning, Goulburn Valley. What I do want to know is Orlando Bloom. I know he's an okay-looking guy. He's a small dude from Lord of the Rings. What has he got that the rest of us blokes don't? There's only one thing I can think of. We'll go into that another time. 13, 12, 16, though, are you still friends with your ex? Stacey from Nangambie, you still friends with your ex?
Yeah. Look, it was really awkward at the start, but we have a kid together, so we have to stay friends, you know, so he can see his dad and stuff like that.
Have you, either of you moved on with other partners, though? Because I feel like that's when it starts to get a bit more complicated.
He has. And I haven't. So it did make it a little bit harder, especially when I had to send my son off with his dad and his new partner. That was really hard for the first few times. But no, it's all right now. Now I'm just looking at it like it's another babysitter. So
that's a good way of looking at it. One a bit less work for you. Can I ask, when you see like Miranda Kerr and Katy Perry all hanging out, does that seem pretty normal to you after seeing, you know, with your own situation?
It doesn't seem that weird to me because, yeah, like me and my ex-partner, we'll still go to the same parties and things like that, and we'll hang out with each other because, yeah, we actually do talk to each other quite a bit because, you know, we have our kids together, so we've got a lot to talk about. So it's not that bad.
Is your ex as good looking as Orlando Bloom, though?
I don't think so.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie. Baby, why don't you just meet me in the riddle? I'm losing my mind, just a riddle. In the riddle.
The world's longest opener there. Hey, I put out the riddle before the song. What is seen in the middle of March and April that can't be seen at the beginning or end of either month? If you know the answer to that, 13, 12, 16. I'm joined right now with Paul from Shep. Morning, Paulie.
Morning.
How you feeling this morning? You loving the solo show or do you miss Ellie?
Oh, I wouldn't mind chatting to Ellie, but no, you're doing a good job, mate.
Thanks, mate. Your words, not mine. do you know the answer to that riddle? What is seen in the middle of March and April that can't be seen at the end or beginning of either month?
That's the letter R.
Is it the letter R?
Yep.
Boom. Well done, Paul. It is the best of three, though, so you're going to have to stick it out, all right?
All right.
All right, let's see how good you are at riddles. Are you feeling switched on for a Monday?
Not at all.
Yeah, me neither, mate. Freezing out there at the moment as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like this one. You ready for it? You see a boat filled with people. It is not sunk. But when you look again, you don't see a single person on the boat. Why is that? I'll say it one more time. You see a boat filled with people. It has not sunk. But when you look again, you don't see a single person on the boat. Why is that, Paulie from Shep?
I'm drawing blanks there, Josiah.
You're gonna have to pass.
Nah. Yeah.
Oh, we had fun together though, didn't we, Paul?
Yeah.
Good on you, bro. Appreciate your call. Have a good morning. Let's go now to Aaron from Toke. Morning, Aaron.
How you going?
Good, mate. Do you know the answer to that one? You see a boat filled with people that hasn't sunk, but when you look again, you don't see a single person on the boat. Why is that, Aaron? Any idea at all? Nah. Aaron's phone working? Cool. Maybe we should do a riddle time on Aaron's phone. Let's go now to Shano in Shep. Shano, morning, mate.
Morning, mate.
You got any idea on that riddle?
Mate, that's a doozy. No.
You don't?
I can't even think of a guess for it.
I'll give it to you because you're the lucky last caller. All the people on the boat were married.
Oh, okay.
No, a bit of a letdown. You see a boat. The boat's filled with people. It hasn't sunk, but when you look again, you don't see a single person on the boat. Yeah. I mean, I don't write the riddle, Shane, so. You know what? We usually do it out of three, but should we wrap it up at two and call you our lucky winner this morning, mate?
Oh, I got no problem with that. That sounds good.
I think most of the Golden Valley doesn't have a problem with that this morning, guys.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.